Good morning, everyone. It's about 4:14 in the morning. I've entitled this video, Digging Up Bones. Digging Up Bones. Randy Travis had a song called Digging Up Bones, but I'm going to talk about a little bit different subject this morning. We look at our roots. We look at the way we have been brought up. And it's really no fault of our parents that our parents were given wrong information. But, you know, our parents are responsible for bringing us up in the nurture and the admonition of God, and they are responsible for reading their Bibles. Are they not? Doesn't the Bible say, bring up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it? Well, as many of you know, I was 37 years old before I began to study the Bible for myself. There's a lot of people that never read the Bible unless you encourage them to read it. I really don't think they believe it's the inspired Word of God, infallible, inherent Word of God, or they would read it once in a while without being, encouraged to do so. Is there profitability in digging up bones? In other words, is there profitability in looking at our past and evaluating the way we were trained and the false doctrines that we were taught? There may or may not be, but I know that bones have no value. They don't have any meat on them. A dog might play with them. Really digging up bones, I'm not sure is that profitable. You know, we have our memories. We have our short-term and long-term memories. But the Bible is our foundation. And it never ceases to amaze me how that people who are rooted and grounded in what they believe, regardless of what the Bible says, they're rooted and grounded in what they believe, regardless of what the Bible says. They have a great testimony about how God saved them, how God took them out of the miry clay, how he set their feet on a solid rock. But then they set about denying the Bible. Denying large portions of the Bible. I never could quite understand how God pull people out of the miry clay and set them on a solid rock and then cause them to deny the Bible. Digging up bones is what I'm doing this morning. Digging up bones. My mom's been gone about 2 years. My dad's been gone 3 years. It would do no good to go out in the cemetery and dig up their bones and try to instruct them. You know, where they went wrong. Of course, they were both cremated, I'm sure, so I don't think you're going to dig up their bones. Once we have the truth, we need to just get on with our lives and expound the truth, don't we? Some people expound one verse in the Bible as their whole theology. I had a guy tell me one time, my theology is John 3:16. I said, well, what about John 6:37, or what about Romans 9, or what about Romans 8:28-39? My theology is John 3:16, really. So in other words, you're going to take one verse out of the Bible and draw your whole theology on it. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, digging up bones. It's not profitable. I mean, we can, it may still shock us to see people blatantly denying the Word of God. And there's no reason to try to reason with those who are, you can't bring life to a bones. Only Christ can bring life to the bones. Like in Ezekiel, where he called the dry bone, where he called the dry bones to get up and start dancing around. You cannot add to or take away from the Church of God, the Bride of Christ. And so this morning, that's what's been on my mind. We can't alter what God has decreed, as much as we like to at times. God's counsel shall stand, and he will do all of his pleasure. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer, and let's realize there's really no value in digging up bones. God bless.